The year is 2021, and America's southern border has become a river of humanity. 1.7 million encounters, nearly four times the previous year. In Baltimore, six entire schools report zero students passing state exams. Afghanistan collapses in chaos, leaving Americans stranded and allies abandoned. A drone strike meant to prevent terrorism kills seven children instead. These aren't isolated failures. They're symptoms of a system that has forgotten how to function. What happens when the world's most powerful nation loses its ability to solve basic problems? When bureaucracies designed to serve citizens become labyrinths of incompetence? When the very institutions meant to protect freedom begin dismantling it? We're living through that experiment right now, and the results are alarming. Big government socialism isn't some distant European ideal. It's the belief that massive bureaucracies and government control can engineer a better future, despite consistent evidence to the contrary. This ideology has captured America's elite institutions while delivering catastrophic results on the ground. America's pandemic response exemplifies systemic failure. 2,765 deaths per million versus Singapore's 154 or South Korea's 134. COVID relief fraud reached $400 billion. California alone lost $20 billion as prisoners used prison computers for identity theft while accomplices collected checks outside. This reveals how work expands to fill available time. Bureaucrats create work for other bureaucrats, and accountability vanishes in administrative layers. The pattern repeats: schools that can't educate, borders uncontrolled, infrastructure crumbling while budgets balloon. Intellectuals remain committed because it shifts power from entrepreneurs to the educated elite. Like Orwell's pigs in Animal Farm, they believe education entitles them to dominate those with money but less culture. This took 90 years. In 1928, local governments dominated spending at 6.5% of GDP versus federal's 3.7%. By 2019, federal spending exploded to 20.7%. The Pentagon exemplifies this. Built in 1943 for 26,000 people using typewriters, it still houses 27,000 employees despite thousand-fold technological improvements. Parkinson's Law demonstrates how bureaucrats multiply subordinates while creating work for each other, bringing massive regulatory power where distant Washington bureaucrats now control decisions once made by communities who understood their problems. To escape this cycle, we need underlying principles for success. History, stability, and strength form the foundation from which effective solutions emerge. Yet big government socialists reject these principles because they lead toward conservative values like hard work and limited government. The founders drew extensively on history, British rights traditions from the Magna Carta, Greek and Roman lessons about avoiding mob rule, the English Civil War's warnings about tyranny. They understood stable currency as fundamental to prosperity. The Revolutionary War's financial chaos, where continental bills devalued 41 against Spanish silver dollars, convinced them stronger fiscal discipline was essential. They also grasped that strength is necessary in a dangerous world. While big government socialists promote fantasies of universal harmony, most Americans understand protecting the innocent requires decisive strength. As one senator said, "Even in a world where the lion and the lamb are about to lie down together, I want America to always be the lion." This isn't militarism. It's realism about human nature and evil's persistence. American culture, from High Noon to Star Wars, reflects this understanding that defending good requires confronting bad with courage and force when necessary. Big government socialism corrupts everyone, from wealthy CEOs seeking bailouts to workers hiding income for benefits. Its wealth redistribution focus drives people to manipulate government rather than produce value. The global elite's stakeholder capitalism movement, epitomized by Davos, threatens democratic governance. While shareholder capitalism has simple virtue, satisfy customers to maximize value, stakeholder capitalism enables corporate and government leaders to collude, prioritizing global good, elite defined, over customer needs. In return, corporations receive protection from consumer backlash through guaranteed market share. Big tech censorship exemplifies this perfectly. Platforms suppress content opposing official narratives, contradicting America's Free Speech Foundation. The pandemic exposed how public health advocates made absolute pronouncements while marginalizing questioners, with compliant media abandoning skepticism. This alliance between government bureaucrats, corporate leaders, and media creates a self-reinforcing system, protecting itself from accountability while claiming to serve the public good. Big government socialism fails because it rejects human nature for an idealized version of people. As Reagan noted, "The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, it's just that they know so much that isn't so." The left's utopian vision requires imaginary beings without self-interest or ambition. Human behavior has remained consistent throughout history, which is why ancient stories from Homer, the Bible, and Shakespeare still resonate. Big government socialism wrongly believes humans are easily reshaped. Just as the new Soviet man concept collapsed in the USSR and Mao's Cultural Revolution failed, the current woke revolution will also fail. The founders understood human frailty and designed government accordingly. Madison argued in Federalist 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, acknowledging that human weakness requires constitutional safeguards and separation of powers. Following Montesquieu, they divided power between branches to maximize freedom and minimize tyranny. Locke articulated that wherever law ends, tyranny begins. The founders knew concentrated power inevitably corrupts, a concern permeating the Declaration of Independence and Constitution. Work forms the foundation of a healthy life and society. Yet the intellectual left grew increasingly anti-work, with Johnson's Great Society creating structures of income without effort and indolence without guilt. This fostered dependency where recipients receive money without effort or appreciation. The housing first approach exemplifies this failure. Rather than addressing root causes, it provides immediate permanent housing without preconditions. Before Housing First, unsheltered homelessness decreased 31.4% between 2007 to 2014. After implementation, it increased 20.5% despite 200% more federal funding. California, fully embracing Housing First in 2016, saw unsheltered homelessness rise 47.1% between 2015 and 2019. Education shows similar decay. Despite massive funding, $28,004 per student in New York City, nearly double the national average, schools prioritize serving adults over students. Only 27% of NYC fourth graders, 25% of Chicago fourth graders, and 13% of Baltimore fourth graders read at proficient levels. Woke ideologies, union-driven closures, overhauled grading systems, and protection of incompetent teachers have created a system that redefines success rather than encouraging achievement. Congressional Republicans proved competent governance works by passing the only four balanced budgets in our lifetime during the 1990s. They doubled the NIH budget, reformed welfare and telecommunications, and transformed a projected $2.7 trillion deficit into a $2.3 trillion surplus, a $5 trillion turnaround. America was built on freedom, faith, and self-reliance, not dependency disguised as compassion. Your future isn't a government gift. It's earned through labor and protected by a constitution that safeguards your rights. This demands persistence against a political theology capturing our elites, media, and academia. Americans have always persevered through revolution, civil war, depression, and world wars. We need informed patriotism. Teach our children what America represents. Stand for the anthem. Say the pledge. Honor our protectors. Teach accurate history. Without love for our country, there's no American future worth saving. The choice is ours. continued decline under expanding socialism, or revitalization through the principles that made America exceptional. Choose freedom.